This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. I thought I was being honest. I thought I was getting pretty good at splaying my heart out on the table before God. I would be as angry as I thought I was cautiously allowed to be with a God of the entire universe. I would let him have it when I didn't agree, to a degree. I mean, he is God, right? He knows what's best for me, right? He will bring it all together for my good, right? See, I've believed and heard it all before. God is big enough to take it. Let him have it all when you just don't seem to see eye to eye. I believed it. I connected in a great, agreeable way with those statements. But once I finally eliminated the noise, once I found a safe place before time standing still and listened to my stilled heart, I found him in that space that feels like home. Then he looked at me, and demanded the release of what I'd been holding back. What I had been giving him lately was kitty punches as to make sure not to hurt my father all that much. I was mad, but only swiftly, as not to disappoint him for too long by my reactions and human emotions. He addresses this. He always likes to stoop down to make sure that he is eye level with me, so he can cup my face in his hands and make sure that I know he cares when he speaks. As I come to him on my knees with a searching heart, see, he is a king. He can stand arm's reach away standing while I kneel. That's a normal picture we get when thinking of someone who comes into a grand palace or place before a king. That's not who he is. He's the God that stoops down to our level to see us. After that, I was a puddle, a complete, not sexy at all mess. I was pounding on my father's chest viciously, crying ugly cries and screaming in what felt like a tortured heart. All that I'd been holding back, he wanted it. All of the cuss words, all of the grimy details, all of the perversion, resentment, and suppressed agony. No matter how you throw it at him, he is able to carry what you can no longer hold on to. He isn't disappointed. He isn't hoping you would know that he has your best interest in mind. So please get over this already. No. Remember, Jesus wept. And this may come as a surprise to you, but God loves humans. Better yet, he created humans. Duh. All complex forms of physical, spirit, mind, soul, and emotions. He must have somewhere down the line realized that we would have messy, soppy, wet, ugly, crying sessions. that he would need to hold us through. He knew. We are not a disgrace in his eyes. We are not unpredictable and a complaining burden. He wants it. All of it. All of you. All of me. And do you know what comes with you and me? Emotions. Unruly, fragile, messy emotions. And he wants it. Don't hold back. He already knows. He doesn't want out. We think, let me reword what I feel to him so that when I'm upset about such and such, it won't be for too long and it won't upset him all that much. God doesn't want your rewritten emotions. When you do that, you are not fooling anyone but yourself. He is the only one who knows your heart. He already knows. Give it to him. May you continue today in the rest and the grace that God has given you for all of your not so sexy, completely messy, yet brilliantly shaping moments.